True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 Entertainment Reporter will join us as we talk movies, things to watch over the weekend. Right now, we'll open up the entertainment page. Finally!
Entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get your butts over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager now. She'll hook you up with an advisor. Of course, you can always check out online their entire selection of pre-owned new vehicles at BMWoffairfax.com. Love BMW of Fairfax. All right, Cakes. I think you're going to be entertained today.
I hope I am.
I really am.
I'm
really
here for it. I'm here to be entertained.
I got your back. This is wild. So Bruce Willis and Demi Moore have three children together, right? Three daughters. Can you name all three?
Hold on. One is rumor.
Right.
One is Scout.
Right.
And the third, I think,
impressive,
is Tallulah Bell.
Tallulah. That's
wow.
Right.
God, look
wow.
At that.
All right, rumor is 36.
Is this from you watching the Pop Jeopardy lately?
I do like Pop Culture Jeopardy, hosted by Colin Jost. It's easier. I'm sorry. It's just easier than the regular Jeopardy.
All right, so
when I watch regular Jeopardy, I feel like too much of a dullard sometimes. Like, there are complete categories that are just blind spots.
That was impressive.
Opera, the Bible, politics, literature. I mean, I could keep going on and on. Astronomy. I mean, there's a lot, mathematics, there's a lot of blind spots up there.
All right, those will all be blind spots for me, Casey.
What the hell do they ask in mathematics?
JP,
maybe
they,
like a pie question.
They need to crank out questions five shows a week in perpetuity. They got to come up with a ton of categories.
I believe Jeopardy's coming to D.C. next week.
I think it is.
You won't try out?
You're not good enough.
No, I know I'm not good.
Valdez, maybe. Yeah, why don't you try out, Valdez?
No, ever since my brother tried out and got rejected.
But are you in awe of your brother? Like, he's really good at it?
I mean, it's a massive, massive, massive Valdez family household tradition.
Yeah.
Honestly, every time I go to see my parents...
You guys watch Jeopardy together?
It's, are you playing Jeopardy with us tonight?
Right. Okay, all right, so hold
that's
on.
A good bit.
But so, in other words, do you...
When me and my dad were at MGM National Harbor, and we're staying the night together,
right?
They had Jeopardy on at like 4 o'clock. We were scrolling through the guide. My dad said, "Stop it!" And we played the second half of Jeopardy together.
Very, very good. It's a family tradition.
It is a massive Valdez family tradition.
Yeah, but are you kind of in awe of your brother's skills? Like, is he like the king of the castle?
Me and him go back and forth. Sometimes we get the good categories.
Is
that
your brother
we can
smarter than you?
I think he scored 60 points higher on the SAT than I did. Mm.
This is Valdez's chance to win back his parents' love.
Yeah. Is your brother, honestly, is your brother the favorite?
Yeah,
he's got a big house and everything.
Yeah, my brother's far more successful than I am.
But, I mean, is he the favorite, though?
Probably because he's brought a grandchild.
Two grandchildren.
Two?
Yeah.
You got two nephews?
Yeah, but he's not as famous as you.
Yeah.
You're more famous.
Yeah. He might have more real dollars than me, but yeah. I crush him in attention dollars.
Oh, yeah, destroy him.
And you got cops the other night.
You're like the Warren Buffett of attention dollars compared to your brother.
When you're out in the Dina with family and you go like to some so-and-so's crab house or whatever.
Mike's.
Whatever. I'm sure there's a million of them. Do they? Do you get recognized?
In Pasadena?
In the Dina, no, because it's not Baltimore.
Not really.
But if they come to Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's on.
Yeah. I mean, my dad does get sized because we have the hook job over at Compass Point. So,
and
that's a fine Dina golf establishment.
Yeah. Right.
So,
okay, Papa Valdez, he's a traveling man now that he's retired. He's going all over the place. Ocean City, down to the Carolinas. Cruising.
Well, I mean, here's the reason.
Busy man.
I don't even know how we got onto Jeopardy, but here's the reason. Okay, maybe because of Cakes knowing all of the kids' names, the Demi and Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
kids.
If you give me like Bruce Willis kid name category, I'm going to slay it in Jeopardy. It's all about what those categories come up across the board.
They loved it. And it looks like they do have a loving family. Like even though the parents are divorced and there's a new wife and Bruce is struggling with his aphasia or whatever they call it, you know, or he's just kind of struggling. They're all together all the time. They look happy. They do look like a loving family. But maybe it's going too far. Rumor revealed on a podcast on
rumor
April 1st.
Rumor has it?
Yeah. That they're so close that when she still sleeps in bed with her mother. Okay? That's one thing.
Now, is it her mother as she looks normally or the mother in substance? Like where she's all like body dysmorphic and she's like
know.
A horror character.
That made me laugh.
I don't know. I don't quite get the reference, but I just assume it's, you know, you're a fairly hot white mom, you know, like 60 years old.
Yeah.
Demi Moore. Do you find that odd? That let's say if whenever rumor,
hi mommy,
whenever rumor is staying the night with Demi around, she sleeps with her mom.
It's a little weird. It's
hi kinda, mommy.
It's kind of touching, but it's, also a little weird.
It's kind of I could kind of see it like being a mom daughter thing, maybe.
Well,
like,
she also probably has a bed that's the size of this studio.
I'm sure.
So it's not weird. Like if rumor climbs
into
the bed.
I would say on a scale of weirdness, I'd say maybe it's like a 5 out of 10.
I'd say 5 or 6.
5 or 5 out of 10.
Depending on the size of the bed.
Right.
Like if it's like one of those Puff Daddy white party beds where the thing's in the lawn
I'm sure
and it's massive.
Like that, then it is some like fake queen at a Comfort Inn or something. You know, it's like micro. All right. This, though, I would say is a 10 out of 10 weirdness.
Okay.
She also revealed that rumor 36... Again, Scout 33 and Tallulah 31,
Tallulah
the three
Bell.
Sisters,
yep.
still take baths together.
That's
well,
very
that
weird.
Is a that's a 15.
That's a
out
10,
of
10 out of 10.
That's a 15 out of 10. That isn't even a 10.
They still take baths together.
That's very weird. That I would say
that's strange.
I would say
what's
by the time you
there?
Hit like
I don't know.
By the time you hit probably,
I mean, how do you fit three people
seven
in
or
that?
Eight? They it's shouldn't be taking baths together, right?
I mean, all I could think about is how big the tub is.
Yeah,
at
how
first.
Big is the tub?
But it's definitely weird.
Does Offenbachers have a tub that big?
I mean, absolutely. But I mean, it's not like, necessarily a bath tub.
Like, have you ever seen like your brother naked? Like past the age of, I don't know.
No. Past a certain age, you don't see those things.
No.
In a normal household.
No.
That'd boys be like, would that'd be even like more me and my odd. Brother bathing together.
Yeah. Last time I saw my dad naked was in a Wild World locker room. Like, I was like 15 years old.
Take you back.
Six Flags America, the artist formerly known as Wild World.
Right.
If you're our age,
but we were in there and
older.
We were changing into our bathing suits because we were going to go into the wave pool or whatever.
Yeah, the silly slides.
That was the last time I saw my dad naked.
You probably
like
saw my
ago.
Dad naked more than
saw
I
your
did.
Dad, your dad's so
weird.
Your dad. I understand Lourdes.
This is weird. This is a 20 out of 10 on the weird scale.
I mean, yeah. I do remember. I remember when I was
By the way, his dad was giggling, just like Valdez. Yeah. When I walked in on him, he was giggling, just like Valdez.
Like, what is this kid doing?
No, because I went in. JP was like pooping in the normal bathroom that people use
on the main floor.
So I went to the one in the bedroom
because
it was a rancher, and so you know they had three baths. One was in the new room. There was one in the main floor, like everyone uses. And then there was one in the bedroom. So I just went to the one in the bedroom, go take a duty. And his dad just walked out of the shower with a slinky. And he was laughing.
He's like, why is this pickle kid running around in my house? I need some privacy here.
Yeah, why was he laughing? Hey, why do you think he was laughing?
Because he thought
he scarred you for life.
He knew it was hilarious that I saw his full slinky. I mean, I did.
30 out of 10 weird. Yeah. Down this road before.
Case come on. He didn't like talking about it. But his dad looked like he was pretty good because dad answered the door in undies all the time.
Yeah, that was kind of his move.
His dad was a tidy whitey's
guy. I'm not the proudest of him.
He was a tidy whitey's devotee. And
I mean, he grew up in West Virginia. You're lucky he's wearing any underwear to answer the door.
Right.
It's probably a good thing.
All right, let's get to this. I got a couple, and I'm not going to say hit or hurt things, but whatever. They're two iconic artists releasing new music. Bruce Springsteen set to release 7 lost albums containing over 80 never-before-heard songs.
How do you lose 7 albums worth of material?
I don't know. Would you? They're in some vault. Are you a Bruce guy?
He's fine. I've never seen him in concert.
You have no affinity
he's not my favorite artist by any stretch.
Right.
But, I mean, I realize his importance on the American rock scene over the last 50
years. If you had an opportunity to see Bruce for free.
Sure, I'd go.
You would go. Okay. Yeah.
He's a legendary performer.
So I guess one of the 70-some-odd songs or 80-some-odd songs has already been released. I think it's called Rain in the River. God only knows when he recorded this. Like Bob Dylan-esque, where you're having a hard time understanding.
He always
the words.
Has that. He has that distinctive voice that way.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So anyway, if you're a Bruce guy, there'll be a bunch of records coming out.
Always a Bruce guy.
I have to say, I think Miley Cyrus is an interesting artist, and she puts out music sometimes that I like. She's got a new single out. Haven't heard this. It's called End of the World, Cakes. Do you have it?
R.E.M. already did this song, and it was silly.
Well, that was as
is
they
it a
know
cover
it.
Of it. It's not a cover, is it?
No, I'm doing a joke.
It's called
it was
As We Know It, EB.
That's no joke.
End of the World as we know it.
Hey, the video is just released, too. Miley looks great in this video.
Well, the thing I have with Miley is she got those random tattoos. She's one of those random tattoo people where she just has random blemishes. I don't like it.
It's not the end of the world.
Is that a hit?
It's definitely going to be played. I already can see it because I'm sure that I'm going to have to announce swim meets this summer. Man, that's probably going to be played.
It sucks my kids are getting older.
It's kind of a bop.
I feel ancient, but I don't miss announcing a dive meets sitting out and cooking on a patio next to a pool for 4 or 5 hours. Don't miss that one bit.
I still attend them. I've never once agreed to announce
Well, at one point, they asked me if I wanted to be a judge of people
My
diving.
My wife does all that.
And I looked at them and said,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What makes you think I would be qualified to judge anybody diving?
That's kind of don't you have to take a class
you
before
do.
That?
You do. Yeah, you have to take a thing.
Trust me, it's very rudimentary.
It's not that big a deal. They give you a handbook. My wife took the class. Okay. And then maybe you can get to another level, take another class or something.
Right.
But here's how the guy basically described it to my wife. If you go, it's like a six. You go, it's like a seven.
Right.
Oh, it's like an eight. That's basically what you do.
Right.
It's like an scale.
Once they offered me that, I was like, I think I'll just stick to the announcing. It's easier.
Anyway, that song is going to be played at your pool, whether you're at a meet or not this summer.
Mm, very good.
I liked it. I
assuming your pool has music at different times.
I didn't hate it. Let me see. I had a couple other things. I guess, did we talk about this? Kelly Clarkson. The network executives seem to love her. And I guess potentially they're talking about her joining the Today Show.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
If you say so, I have to believe you.
I've heard those rumors.
Yeah, that she potentially could join the Today Show, but they still want her to do her daytime talk show, which, by the way, I've never seen, although I have seen clips of her when she does like Kellyoke.
Oh, no, that's a smash.
You know
that's
what? She is not only a great pop artist on her own right. When she covers other people's tunes, all she does is
sometimes she destroys the artist versions with her versions. Like I think she was covering Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were like, dude.
Did she do Pink Pony Club?
I think she did. Hold on.
Oh, do you find it? Apparently this morning she just did Foo Fighters.
She's amazing at covering other people's tunes. Like she's a great singer.
Yeah. I get sigh.
Since You've Been Gone is one of the greatest pop songs ever written.
Who wrote it? She didn't write it.
I don't know if she wrote it, but there's no chance her performance
I think it was
is
written
amazing.
For her.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't write it. No chance.
Oh, just give me one second. I'll
all right, I want to hear it because I've seen a couple of her Kellyoke things, and I do get sized.
You wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in L.A. I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Or make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
She's a very good singer.
She just
sounds similar to me.
It does, but you can tell she's just got an elite, like, her almost like a perfect voice.
Somebody named Russ Ballard wrote Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, I have it as Max Martin and Lucas Gottwald co-wrote it. And Max Martin,
Oh, he has a ton of
hits. I actually think this is better than
Chapel Runs.
His songwriting credits include Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, and NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me.
Just if I was an artist, I wouldn't want her to do my song
because
I'd be afraid that she's gonna outdo what
I just did.
She's
gonna outshine you.
Yeah. Like, I think she's a talented talent.
She's a very talented talent.
She's super talented. Cakes. Wikipedia said since you've been gone, Russ Ballard.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at Max Martin, who has co-written or written 27 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles. And I believe he's credited. Maybe we're getting our information
from
wrong
places.
You know what
it is? I wrote since you've been gone.
Yeah, you need not the letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no,
different.
No, not the U, the letter. Y-O-U, but right. I didn't have the apostrophe V-E, or it just
Why,
deleted
that's a
that.
Different song? There's a famous so.
Hers is since the letter, like the U, been gone. So he's looking up a different one.
Was that one a hit too?
I don't know.
It showed up on Wikipedia.
It's Kelly Clarkson's.
I guess that was her end around towards copyright issues.
By the way, there is a Backstreet Boys kid who is so far advancing on American Idol.
Okay.
He's doing pretty good.
What's the last name?
Latrell. Brian Latrell. He's one of the little short guys on Backstreet Boys.
Got it.
I feel like, was he the main singer?
He was one of the lead singers.
Got you. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Got Kevin McCarthy joining us at the bottom of the hour to give us some movie reviews.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.